Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Fathers, do not provoke your children. That is not a good look.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're here, and here with us. Oh, yes, 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 we are. We are glad that you are here. And man, listen, we had a great day already. A great day already. We're having a great day. Wait. Before we get into anything else, did you get the donuts? Did you get the donuts to make somebody else's day? Did you buy somebody some coffee, some bottled water, some lunch or something to change their day, to make it a great day? It's up to you to change somebody. Look, if you change somebody's day and you see that smile on their face, man, that'll do you all the well to see that, because you'll want to do it more. You want to see other people have a great day, even though you don't know what their background is. You don't know what's going on. You don't know if they're a believer or not. You don't know any of that. Just try it. Try doing something like that to make somebody have a great day. And while you're making somebody have a great day, head yourself on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast and share. Until you can't share no more. You understand what I'm telling you? Share those broadcasts. Hey, you might understand every last bit of things that I'm saying to you. And that's a wonder, because I don't understand everything I'm saying. But listen. Listen, if you understand everything that I'm saying, great. But somebody else may need that help. And so that gives you a way in. Along with the coffee or the donut, here, share the link. You know, I don't know. Let the Lord usually show you how to do it. Let God show you how to do it. Listen, we're going to talk about these fathers today, since it was Father's Day recently and whatever. Listen, fathers, do not provoke your children. You don't do that. Don't provoke them by the way you treat them. You cannot keep screwing down on your children. You can't do that. Don't do that. They don't do this. They don't do that. They don't do this. They not do that. Don't sit there and tell your children that all the time. You never do this. You don't do that. You don't look good. You always look bad. You always look like you feel bad. You always do this. You don't do that. And there's nothing, there's something wrong with you. I mean, you're always saying something that they're not doing, or there's something that they can't change. And you're just screwing it down, turning the screws. That you can't do that. If you do that, it will cause the child to stop listening to you. And so then we got that one verse where it talks about honoring your father and mother and obey your parents, because you belong to the Lord and you've now made the children not want to listen to you. You can't do that. You can't make them not want to listen, then say, see, Lord, they're not listening. You can't do that. You can't do that. That's not right. God gonna get you. God gonna get you. Don't do that. Those children are put into your care as a father and mother. You're the supervisors. You're supposed to teach them the ways that you know. And whatever God leads you to teach them, that's what they're going to learn. And so if you're holding back all the information that they're supposed to be knowing, it's on you. It's going to be a problem for you. You're the one that's going to be paying for it. You're the supervisor. But they belong to the Lord. So you have to treat them like they belong to the Lord. You can't treat them like they belong to you. You have to treat them like they belong to the Lord, because that's who they belong to. They don't belong to you as a parent. My son doesn't belong to me as a parent. He doesn't belong. I'm just his supervisor. He made his way in the world through God, through me and his mother. You get what I'm saying to you? But he don't belong to me. He don't belong to me. He belongs to the Lord. His responsibility is to the Lord. Yes, I'm sure he respects me, loves me, he does what I ask him and all that. But listen, he belongs to the Lord. That's what I'm trying to get everybody to understand. When you belong to the Lord, you're supposed to act a different way. Whether you're a believer or not, you have to realize that you belong to the Lord. Your children belong to the Lord. Everybody belongs to the Lord. Nobody belongs to Satan. You understand what I'm saying? Nobody gets to call. Satan don't make anything. Satan copies. He copies and he destroys what God makes, or what God's people make. He tries to destroy all of that, right? So you being a parent, please don't provoke the children to where they will stop listening to you. Don't do that. You owe it to yourself to work with them. Matter of fact, it'll help keep you younger working with the children, working with the teenagers, working with the young adults. It'll keep you younger because you'll have to try to keep up with their little minds. Woo, man. We're at Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 4. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord, not your own discipline and instruction that you learn from TV and everything else. Teach them with the wisdom and all that stuff that comes from the Lord. See, there's instruction and discipline that comes from the Lord that won't come from human beings. You know, we walk in our own way. We a lot of times, but we think is right. You know, we think ourselves is right. You know, and only there's only one that is right. That's God. Him. He's the only one who's right. He is the only one, the only righteous one. He, God, him. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Don't provoke them to anger to where they will no longer listen to you. A lot of times, I can tell you this. A lot of preacher friends who have children that I've even grown up, because I'm a PK, a preacher's kid, you know. So I know them. And a lot of them walk away from church and everything else because of their parents. You know, their parents trying to treat them like church members. You can't treat them like church members. You're their direct supervisor. At the church, you're operating on a corporate grouping of prayer and songs and teaching and stuff like that. But you have a special kind of a teaching that you have to have for those children. And so a lot of times the pastors treat their kids, not all of them, but many of them do. They treat their kids like, you know, like not slaves, but they treat them like they're like nobodies or something. You know, matter of fact, they treat them like they're underneath the church, you know, to where nothing they need. They don't go to their football games. They don't go to their basketball games. They don't go to the choral singing engagement. They don't go. I mean, they don't support their children like they support the church. You see what I'm saying? But then they try to lump their children into the church thing. And then all of a sudden the children feel neglected. And then so they get so angry. So now they don't even want to listen to mom and dad anymore. You know, and so when they no longer want to listen, you can't teach them. And so when you can't teach them, it makes them go wayward, or it makes them go to the left, or to the wrong direction is what I mean. I'm not talking about politics or nothing like that. I'm talking about that makes them go to the, if you're trying to teach them the right way, they're going to go the wrong way is what I'm saying. And so it's like, if you don't pay attention to how you're teaching them and know when to back off, you get what I'm saying? You don't have to whoop them every single time. You don't have to punish them every single time. There is some grace that you need to use, because God uses grace on you. Now, okay. Now, if God really had somebody to read all your dirty laundry, you wouldn't like it. Or if God punished you for every little thing that you did, and even though it's still sin, if God punished you for every sin you ever did, you wouldn't appreciate that. It'll be hard for you to listen to God. That's what God says. Come on, let's reason together. Let's talk about this thing. Let's talk it out. I'm going to show you exactly why I tell you not to do this. Sin is not the problem. I can wash away sin, but you got to change the way you think. So, parents, please, please, please work with your children. Know when you can punish them. Know when not to punish them. Right when they think you're going to do something, just don't do it. Give them some grace. Show some grace to them. You get what I'm saying? Grace, when I say grace, you know, sure they might have done something wrong. Sure they might deserve the punishment or whatever, you know. But sometimes not giving the punishment is a better way. Talk it out and just, you know, so they don't think that you're some, you know, some dictator at home. And so, you know, I don't care who you are, after a while, the dictator thing, you stop listening to that. You just stop. I don't care how long it takes you. Sooner or later, you'll stop listening to the dictator. And if you're a parent and you act like a dictator, it's going to be a problem sooner or later. It's going to be a problem. Listen, parents or fathers, I talked about fathers, don't provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Don't do that. Rather, bring them up in the discipline and the instruction that comes from the Lord. So, first of all, that parent, you parent, have to get into the Lord and ask him what you're supposed to be teaching. Even if you're not a believer, you don't know what you're supposed to be doing as far as what you're supposed to be teaching these. You know, this might be new. This might, what I'm saying to you might just be totally new to you, even though it's been in the Bible for years. This might be totally, you thought you owned your children and you don't. They belong to the Lord. And so if that's the case, you have to change the way you approach them. You cannot always get on them about every little thing. Know what battle to fight. Know what battle to pick. When to say when. Just, you know, when to punish. You do have to know when to punish them. But then you got to know when not to punish them. Show the grace, man. Just like you want grace on you. I want grace. I need all the grace I can get. You hear me? I want as much grace as I can get from the Lord. Somebody say yes. But listen, watch how you treat those children. It'll come back on you. Trust me. If you treat them wrong, they learn how to treat other people wrong. And then you won't be young forever. And then when you get old, they'll treat you wrong. Because wrong is all they know. You know, treating people wrong is what they know. And so what God says is this. There are only two commandments that he requires that us to live by, which is, you know, the love God with your whole heart. Love God with your whole heart. And the second part of that is treat people right. And the only way you learn how to treat people right is if God teaches the parents how to teach the children how to treat people right. And then people begin to learn how to do what's right. They learn how to do that. You know, okay, now think about it. Most of this racism and all that other kind of stuff comes from somebody teaching you that. You know, you don't just wake up with that. Somebody has to teach that to you. Black, white, green, and all of them. I don't care who you are. You know, all the skin, all the cultures, all the skin colors, all the races got some kind of racism someplace. Or they got the little choice things that they choose, right? And so it starts at home. That somebody taught you how to do that. So in order for us to get people out of racism and out of those things, we got to start that teaching at home. We have to start at home. It's not, you're not going to be able to vote this thing out. You're not going to be able to start it at church. You have to start it at home. That thing has to fight heaven in order to come here. You understand what I'm saying? You belong to the
Thanks
Lord.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be holy.